Greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two in our seven-day series. And what I'm doing this week is coming to God the way He demands. And yesterday, the first day, we looked at the fact that we are all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And unless we realize that we are a sinner and that we are lost, that we are in need of a Savior, we can't be saved. So that's the first step of coming to God the way He demands, is for us to realize that we are sinners. And maybe you are born again, but this teaching this week I think will be good for you, because it will help you to realize how you can lead someone else to Christ. And maybe you're not born again and you want to be, or maybe you're questioning whether you really are born again. Well, I think this message would be good for you also this week. So coming to God the way He demands. The first step, as I said, that we are all sinners. The second one is what we're going to be looking at today, and that we need a Savior. Our own good works cannot save us, no matter how good they are. Going to church, praying, fasting, giving, Bible reading, being baptized, witnessing, or dressing modestly, those are not going to save us. Even if we do all of those, it's not going to save us. Our own works cannot save us. Before a holy God, we are all sinners and deserve eternal punishment. The only way to be saved is by faith in Jesus Christ's good works, in His good works. God the Son became a man and lived a completely holy life here on this earth. He was rejected. He was crucified and willingly took our place, dying for our sins. Only by faith in what Jesus has done can someone be saved, not in the things that we do. In Leviticus 17 and in Hebrews 9, we are told that forgiveness of sin is only through a blood sacrifice. When Jesus Christ died, His blood was poured out as a payment for the sins of all people in all generations, for the sins of all the people in the world. The Bible says that an angel told Joseph to call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's Matthew 1:21. Another verse says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." That's Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The next one is, Jesus said, "Since I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me." And that's John 3, 17. That's John 14:6. John 3:17 is, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." John 3:17. And the last one I have is, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." 1 Timothy 1:15. And that's just a sample of many verses in the Bible that tell us that Jesus Christ is the Savior and that His mission was to come and save His people from their sins, to make a way that we can be reconciled to God, because there was no way that we could be reconciled to God unless Jesus would have come and shed His blood. And it's by faith in that work, in that finished work of Christ, that we can be saved. Again, it's not in our good works, no matter how good they are, but it's faith in what Jesus did, His good works. If you realize you are a sinner, He can save you. If you don't feel like you're so bad that you're a pretty good person, a lot better than most people, and you don't really need Jesus, well then, you can't be saved. You need to realize that you are a sinner. And the important thing is that we don't compare ourselves with other people. We compare ourselves with Jesus Christ, and then we'll see how vile and wicked we really are. He can save us because salvation is only possible through Jesus Christ. Now let me give you an illustration and pretend that you were in a boat and you were out in the middle of a lake or out in a river and you fell into the water. Now if you were able to swim, you might think, well, this is kind of fun. You know, you're just swimming around the boat, swim back to the boat if you want. Maybe you want to swim to shore, let the boat catch up with you. If you can swim, you're just going to go for it. You're just going to think this is great, most likely, unless there's sharks around or something like that. But think about it, if you didn't know how to swim and you fell in the water, that changes the story quite a bit, because if you don't know how to swim and you start going under and you gulp some water and you're choking and coughing and maybe you flap your arms and you push yourself back up to the top of the water and you put your head out and you grab a big gulp of air and maybe a little water in with it, and you go under again, and you start choking and coughing, and you do that again, and if you could say something, what would you say? Well, I believe what you would say is, help, save me. And it wouldn't just be, help, save me. It would be screaming and yelling, help, save me. And I'll spare your ears and not do it into the phone, but I think you get the picture. If you knew that you were drowning, and it wouldn't matter who was watching you or who was in the boat, you wouldn't be shy about saying, help, save me. And that's the way that we need to come to God. We need to come to Him in desperation. We need to come to Him with sincerity, and we need to come to Him as if we can't save ourselves. And that's exactly what it is. We can't save ourselves. And many people, they think, well, their good works are going to save them, and they're like the ones that are swimming out in the water when they fall in. It's not a big deal. You know, they're not so bad. They're a pretty good person, and so they can come back to the boat. But that's not the way we need to come to God. We need to come to Him in desperation because we cannot save ourselves. Our works are as filthy rags. So that's the illustration then. He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out, Jesus said. So that's our message for today. The next day, day three, we're going to be looking at what it means to have faith, believing in God. So we've looked at we are all sinners. And now we looked at we need a Savior, and next time we'll be looking at faith, what kind of faith we need. All right, God bless you. Thanks for calling in.